We're doing the Sefer Masiyot, and the book had been describing how Hashem wants us to do what's right, and he continues and says, look at how merciful Hashem is over us, that he gave us a path of life. As our sages say, that God is not like a human being. A human being, whenever he comes to entice his friend, he's enticing him to do something wrong. Just come, let me show you a quick, easy way to make money. Come, let me show you what's fun in life. Whenever your friend is trying to entice you, it's to do something wrong. And Hashem, whenever he's coming to entice a person, he's trying to bring him back to the way of life. A person has to know that although the entrance to perdition is a tight entrance, you got to really squeeze your way in. Once you get in there, there's room for everyone. There's room for kings, there's room for everyone, and there's no shortage of fuel, so to speak. Fire keeps going. So King Solomon warned us that we should keep our desire in check, and we should know that desire is something that that the improper desires are initially sweet and ultimately bitter, as the verse says in Mishlei, Ki nofet titofna siftei zara v'chalak mishemen chika, that the foreign woman, she speaks so sweetly, her lips are so sweet, and her thigh is smoother than oil, but ultimately the conclusion of the adventure is bitter than the most bitter leaf. And that's why King Solomon says, stay away from the entrance to her house. The Talmud says, Oili mi yitzri, oili mi yotzri. Woe to me from my desire, woe to me from my creator. My desire keeps pulling me one direction, and my creator keeps warning me that's not the way to go. So, a person has to be aware of that. Chazal tell us that the Yetzer Hara initially is like a little string. It's just pulling you along. But once he's got you, he becomes this big, thick rope, like those ropes that hold on to the wagons, like those ropes in our days that hold on to the ships. So a person has to know that that's our nature. The first time we do a sin, it's like a little thing. The second time, it's a little thing. But slowly, it builds up until finally a person finds himself with this big noose around his neck. Our sages told us the following rule. Ever katan yesh ba'adam. A person has this little limb, his maleness. Masbio, if you try to satiate it, you try to fulfill your desires, ra'ev, then a person's always going to be hungry. Marivo, but if he keeps him hungry, you know, he gives him only his bare sustenance, saver, then he'll find that he's satiated. Like we find with Natan, when he finally overtook his desire, he became healthy, he was able to live. So, a person has to realize his job is to come back to his Creator with a whole heart, and a person has to know that even if he can just succeed in avoiding sin, the sul meira, that's also a tremendous accomplishment. How much more so when we know that when we do what's right and we avoid what's wrong, so there's greatness waiting for him in the world to come. And that's one of the keys to accomplishing that is through learning Torah. And the Torah helps a person elevate himself, and ultimately he realizes that all the benefits he gains are just benefits in this world, and the principle is still waiting for him in the world to come. And the Torah trains us to think positive thoughts. The Torah trains us to think about being positive people. Person has to know that sin is not only destructive for the soul, but it's also destructive for a person's wisdom. As the verse says in Ecclesiastes and Kohelet, "V'chotei echad yabed tova arbe." One evil act can destroy a tremendous amount of good. One sin can destroy a tremendous amount of accomplishment. A person might say, I have so many merits, I've done so many good deeds, so what's one sin? Our sages warned us it doesn't work that way. Hashem is very merciful, and if a person's sins and merits are equal, so Hashem says, let me push the scale in favor of kindness, because Hashem is merciful. But a person has to know that if the sins outweigh the merits, even by one, so then Hashem says, okay, so then that's what I created perdition for. And that's why our sages warned us. That's why our sages warned us that a person should always view himself as though he's 50-50, half merits and half sins, and that if he does one mitzvah, So then he's tilted himself in the favor of the merits. And if he does one sin, so then he has to know that he might have tilted the whole scale the other way. A person should think, malo la'adam la'machal. Why are we so interested in good food? Why are we so interested in wealth? Food, ultimately, a person pays the bill for what he eats, be it in his weight, be it in his health, be it in other ways. Wealth brings a person worry. If a person is a ruler, so ultimately he finds himself, if he's going to deal with politics, usually politics end up in shame. There's always those moments of glory, but ultimately they end up in shame. And sin, sin destroys his merits. What is a person... what is a person gaining when he gains sin? So he'll give you 10 reasons why it's worthwhile, but he should realize it's like collecting fire into his clothing. The sin is like fire in the clothing, like a sword on the neck, like an arrow to the liver, like a net to entrap one's feet, like darkness for the eyes, like bitterness for the souls, and like humility for greatness, and like shame after honor. And that's what the verse says. Hayachte yishesh b'cheiko. Could you carry fire in your pocket and not get burned? The verse keeps warning us that the sin only looks sweet, but the truth is it's harmful to a person. So Rav Nisim says, and I Nisim, I didn't come up with these explanations myself. I quote them from my father, my master of blessed memory. And when a person thinks about this, so if he remembers everything we discussed, then that will help him avoid sin. And our sages said, if a person has shame, then he's not quick to sin. One of the reasons a person allows himself to sin is because he figures, who's going to see? But if you think for a minute what the outcome is going to be, so that's a good formula for avoiding sin. And being that Hashem saw that our desire from the minute we're born is pulling us in the wrong direction, so then Hashem gave us a formula, a cure, and that is tshuva. That if a person wants to return, Hashem says, you're always welcome back. And tshuva works in four steps. The first is that a person removes the sin. If he keeps sinning, then what's the tshuva worth? So a person has to see to it that he's removed the sin, meaning that even if he has an opportunity and the desire, and even if he's in the same scenario, he says, I'm not going to do it, and he doesn't. Like Rabbi Yehuda said, it has to be the same woman, the same place, the same strength, the same everything. And then a person says no, with the same desire to sin, he says, I'm not going to do it. That's real tshuva. When he has the same scenario and he overcomes it. And you don't say, well, until he gets there, so he doesn't do tshuva. You do tshuva, and a person has to know that he hopes that if it would ever come up again, he'd stand up to it. If a person tries to do tshuva, but in the back of his mind he says, but if I'll have an opportunity, I'm going to do that one again. So then that's like a person going to the mikveh and he's holding the vermin in his hand that defiled him in the first place. That's called tovel v'sheltz biado. So you could take all the waters in the world, you ain't going to be pure. You got to get rid of the vermin, and then you could try to purify yourself. So Chazal gave different mishalim to explain this concept. And Rav Sadia explained them, and we have to realize that this is a common thing. That when people don't have the sin available, I could no longer buy pork. I made aliyah to Israel. So then I want to do tshuva, I want to be a tzaddik. But when I go and visit my parents, so then let me just have a slice of ham. That's not tshuva. A person can say, I don't want to do it, and I'll avoid the temptation to do it, and I really don't want to do it. But a person has to realize that real tshuva is that even if I'd have the opportunity, I wouldn't do it. The second step to tshuva is that a person really regrets what happened. Chazal say that if a person really regrets what he did, so then they forgive him. And a person has to realize it doesn't matter how many or how heavy his sins are, Hashem wants him back. Hashem's waiting for him to return, and a person should never give up on heaven. Heaven does never give up on us, we shouldn't give up on heaven. Heaven is always willing to take us back. So tshuva brings a person back to forgiveness. The story is told about Elazar ben Durdaya. You guys ever hear of Elazar ben Durdaya? So we'll pick up with this story next time.